The following is a presentation of ComedyVoices.com.
Awesome episode today. We're here with the Betches.
Hey.
We are the Betches.
Super enthusiastic. Hello.
Super enthusiastic. You guys are awesome. They're great. We talk about a guy who's dating a girl at work and a guy who wants to take a semester off. Check it out.
Check in and subscribe to your favorite show on ComedyVoices.com. Powered by digital media. Find your voice. Stand Up Labs and UCB Comedy lead the way in bringing you one laugh after another on ComedyVoices.com, a digital media production.
Coming to you from the top of the Stand Up New York Comedy Club, this is a Stand Up Labs production powered by ComedyVoices.com. Find your voice.
Hello and welcome to the J Train Podcast. This is J Train, Jared Fried, coming to you live from New York City's Upper West Side. Stand Up New York Labs are here every Tuesday and Friday with your emails, your stories, your questions. Everybody, thank you so much for getting involved with this podcast. I say at the beginning of every episode, I'm going to say it especially now since we've made the name change and the artwork change. It's really exciting for me how much you guys have been pumped about this. You're just as excited as I am about all the switches. But, you know, it's the same show, different attire, so to speak. We got your emails. Keep sending those in. Send it to jtrainpodcast@gmail.com. That's jtrainpodcast@gmail.com. We're still here every Tuesday and Friday. We're still taking your stories and your questions. Keep spreading the word. I need it now more than ever. Keep telling your friends, your brothers, your sisters, your sorority sisters, your fraternity brothers, your aunt, your uncle, crazy Uncle Petey. Tell him about the podcast, and we can all get involved and have a nice little, have a good time together. I am joined this week, very excited, a return guest, kinda. So
plus one,
which is great. We got Jordana Abraham and Aileen Cooperman from Betches Love This.
Just Betches.
Hey. Betches.
Just Betches.
We're just Betches.
We're just
now.
Betches now. We
so you guys have done
this.
done
We've
a change
done the
like
same, yes. Yes.
Yeah. When did that happen?
A few months ago. September?
Yeah.
So it's at Betches on everything.
Yes.
We cut the fat. We're just Betches.
Just Betches. Just you don't love it. You don't love anything.
Any diet.
We're over that.
Yeah. We're Betches who get crazy.
Yeah. Exactly.
We don't give a fuck.
Degaff.
Love degaff. Yeah. Don't give a fuck on the regs.
On the regs.
I love it. Well, welcome to the show. Thank you for coming on. Jordana, you've been on before.
Yes.
You've been, you know the drill. We take some emails, we hear about boners, and then we go on our way.
I'm so excited.
And Aileen, you're a first timer here.
Yes. Oh my God, virgin.
I'm pumped to have you. So you guys make up the website, Betches, and the Instagram account.
Yes.
Wildly popular. The shop.
Don't forget.
The Snapchat.
The Snapchat. The books.
Oh my God, we're an empire.
An empire. It's amazing. And you guys got dressed up for here. So
yes.
Thank you.
Fully in our sweats.
Listen, no, it's evening attire is what we wear here. Okay, you ready for the emails?
Exactly, yes. Yeah.
Guys, we'll keep sending them in. jtrainpodcast@gmail.com. Here with the Betches. You guys ready? This is called I Broke All the Rules. Now what?
Okay.
Ooh.
This is, yeah, setting it up. Anyway, after your little hissy fit about long emails, I'll try to keep this short. Basically, I broke all the rules. Tried to get back with an ex, and it blew up in my face. So I'm done not adhering to your advice and throw myself upon the mercy of you and your guest's wisdom. So I would say don't go back to an ex. Have you guys ever gotten back with an ex?
No.
Yeah.
Jordana just had a flashback.
Right. Yeah.
I mean,
no,
the thing
exes
is
for a reason.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And that's the advice. Fuck them. So my fuck up.
No offense to my exes.
But all offense.
Yeah,
so
of
my fuck up with the ex has left me contemplating major life decisions, which I leave up to you. Wow. This guy.
He writes.
We have a lot of. Ready to run this guy's life?
Yes.
He writes, one, stay put in a city I hate, Portland, Oregon, fucking hipsters, while more and more college friends move elsewhere, but I have a pretty sweet job. She's also part of our dwindling group of close friends, and if I ever see her again, it will be too soon. Two, Moved back to where I grew up, Chicago. Lots of opportunities, but nothing official yet. A few old friends, but a chance for a new start. 3, moved to D.C. Similar job prospects as in 2, but as a pledge brother, but also a pledge brother who would be a solid roommate and has the Tinder Bumble game down to a science. Good reason to move your life. Or 4, get entirely out of the country. I'm thinking Toronto or Dublin because I don't need to explain myself to you. Completely start from scratch. High risk, high reward, right? All right, oh wise sage, I await your judgment. Should I allow this girl to make me turn my life upside down? If so, where do I start fresh, and should I assume an alias? What do you guys think he should do?
So why isn't New York in any of these options? It's the best place to go.
He knows you live here.
He doesn't want to be too close to to all this wisdom.
Right.
What do you think? Have you ever wanted to move, like get out of Dodge?
Yeah, but don't do it because somebody else.
Oh my God. My favorite thing to do is talk about leaving New York and then stay here.
Yes. I remember, and I see eye to eye with this guy because I remember I was working in finance and I would get be hungover on a Monday and I'd sit at my desk and I'd go on Google Maps and just look at small towns like in Iowa.
Right.
And dream
how much
of,
money
on a dime a day.
You get like a plantation over there.
Exactly. And I just sit on my porch and get off the grid. But this is what happens when you're miserable. You start thinking about I used to call my buddy Cheese and I'd be like, listen, we'd always talk. We'd go back and forth about opening a handmade canoe shop in Maine.
Wow.
Like that's insane.
Yeah, that's a little hipster
of you. I've never even been canoeing.
Back up, you used to work in finance?
Yeah.
Since we could have dated.
I know. I was working in finance. I left to do comedy. I was like, I'm going to meet the Betches someday.
Yeah, right.
But I'm saying, when I was not happy with my circumstance, I started being like, this kid, the Dublin thing isn't so. I didn't even know how to canoe. You know, I'm going to make a handmade canoe?
Yeah, you start inventing crazy scenarios in your head.
That you think are going to be better for you, but really aren't going to make you happier.
Right.
I think leaving a city because of a girl is a bad decision.
Very bad, I
geographical
think.
Cure, that never works.
No, it never works. You're still the same.
You're just still going to Facebook stalk from Dublin.
Yeah, and you're still going to look in the mirror and be you.
Yeah.
You know, so not much changes. Maybe a vacation can help.
Yeah, you can move maybe for a month.
Do a little traveling.
Yeah, a little backpacking.
Yeah, and eat, pray, love action.
Seriously.
Yeah.
I can tell this guy wants to go to India and learn how to meditate.
Lose himself. Here's my advice to him. I would say to him, what he needs to do is what you do after college, and you guys can agree or disagree, I think concentrate on your job. Whatever the best job situation, at least money buys you happiness.
Yeah.
Let's remember one thing.
To an extent.
Yeah. To an extent, I'm saying if you're comfortable, I remember there was a study out where it was the amount of money you need that you can only get up to happiness, and it was $70,000.
Yeah.
Not in New York. In New York, it's $150,000.
$150,000. But there's
that. $3 million.
There's that even amount of money where it's like, I live the way I want. And it's like, if he has a job that's pretty good in Portland, Oregon, you could, I'd zone into that job.
Right.
You know, because nothing's worse than having nothing to do. That will make you more miserable.
Yeah, he's going to be alone and thinking of this girl.
In Chicago now.
Yeah,
I think that's when people really ruminate the most on breakups, when they have nothing else to think about. Yeah.
Totally. Concentrate on the work.
Exactly.
Yeah. And if he's busy with work, now he's meeting people at work. And then you get your job to move you.
Yeah.
Yes. They use you.
Manipulate
go,
the company.
Exactly. play with their finances and not your own. You got to, with any storm, you got to go through the storm. Right. You got to go through work to get out of this miserable spot.
Yeah, then he has money to travel.
Then he has money to travel. Then
win.
And he can meet richer friends.
Yeah.
You know, his dwindling group will now not dwindle because now he's got all these rich friends.
Exactly.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Here with Jordana and Aileen from Betches, at Betches on everything. Go check them
almost.
Out.
Basically, just Google Betches and you'll find
them. Okay. Google it. Should I wait?
That's the email title?
That's what it's called.
Or that's your
what up, JTrain? I'm a sophomore at a large public school university in Florida where tailgating is huge. At one of these tailgates, I met a girl who's a 789. Now we have a rating system.
Oh, wait, explain here. The rating system.
Let me explain
to
Aileen,
because it's
face,
great. It's
body,
great.
Personality.
Okay.
It's the area code method.
Got it.
So
I've
789.
This.
Yeah,
it goes
it's
in
been
descending
around.
Order
yeah,
of
okay.
importance.
Yeah. So 789, face,
okay.
body, personality.
Okay.
So this is a catch. And we've hooked up a couple of times since meeting, but only making out. I found out later from a mutual friend that introduced us that she's 17. This can happen.
You gotta hang up and call the cops.
Yeah, we're gonna stop the podcast. I think her birthday is in March, so this is an old email. So she's now 18. I knew she was a freshman, but I figured she was 18. I confirmed with her, and she said yes, she's 17. So I've decided to back off a bit. Here's my question. Should
send
I
a confirmation email.
Here's his question. Should I hook up with other girls until she's of age, which seems weird, creepy as fuck, or just forget about her and move on, though she's really into me? By the way, the mutual friend has a cousin who's hot as fuck, 987. This guy's all over the place. Who I wouldn't mind hooking up with, which leads me to ask if I should try hooking up with her. The two girls didn't know each other, but they would both know the mutual friend. Any advice would be appreciated, as I've listened to your podcast on SoundCloud and can't wait to tell my brothers because they are funny as fuck. Well, thanks, man. You gotta fucking slow your roll.
I feel like, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Would you prefer a 789 or a 987?
Wait, personality is the last one, right?
Yeah.
Face, body.
Yeah.
This is a tough question. Because a 7's still pretty good. In personality,
right?
And I'm getting that 9 face. I'm getting that 9.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Obviously the personality. That's what you're looking for, because I gotta deal with it after I come.
Right.
You know, so like I gotta think of like before coming I can get to that. You know,
yeah.
I can deal with
depends
whatever.
We ask you like now it's like it's 987. Afterwards it's 789.
789. Yeah, exactly.
Post-coital. Right.
Post-coital. I need my girl that I date to be a post-coming 9.
Yeah.
Is what I'm saying. And that's what it says on my Tinder bio.
Does it?
Post-coming 9. Looking for a post-coming 9. I just think. I mean, the thing is about the personality thing. Like, you know, girls can make themselves hotter. You know, all those other numbers are influenced by the last number.
That's
true. Really true.
You know, yeah. I've met a lot of girls where I'm like, this girl is the fucking best. And my friends will be like, not into it. And I'll be like, yeah, but
they're
fun to hang out with.
You
like,
don't know.
You don't. Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, for this guy, I've been this guy so many times. Not the one with a 17-year-old.
Yeah.
But have you ever been confused between two different guys? Like, have you ever been in a situation where you're like, I want to hook up with that guy, but I know it's going to get serious right away. I don't know if girls feel this way.
Yeah, girls go through that, right, Jordana?
I think they can go through that, but I think that, like, most girls, like, are not like, oh, like, I don't, if they say they don't want a relationship, they're usually, I feel like, lying a little bit.
A lot of it.
Yeah.
I mean, I get in this situation where I'll...
Yeah, most girls.
I'll go on a date with a girl, and I'll be like, I know that this date is going towards relationship road. Like, there's a fork in the road.
What does she have, like, that look in her eyes?
She's got that post-cum 9 personality that I'm looking for.
There's
a thing when you meet any girl, you have this moment where you're like, is it a fuck? Or is it like a relationship? Like, is this girl going to be the one that I... Because what I call it is putting on the hard hat. You know, if you're like going to go date with a girl, like I put, like if I'm really going to work, like I'm like dinner date, drinks, dinner date, you know, going out, Sunday hang. That's like putting on the hard hat. I got to go to work. I've really put in some effort. And that amount of effort can't just be to get a fuck.
Is it fuck?
That's relationship mode.
Or stuck.
Yeah, fuck or stuck. Thank you, man, Sam. It's totally right.
We're the sound effects. I
love that.
But
that's
fuck
great.
Or stuck. Thank you. That is exactly what it is. There's a fork in the road moment with every girl that I meet where it's like, is this a fuck or am I stuck?
Yeah, that's a guy thing. I don't think girls have that mode.
And what I do is sometimes I'll push off the stuck girl. Like what he's doing, he's like, I know that this girl who's going to be 18 in a couple months is going to be a relationship type of girl.
Right.
And that's the way it's going. So he's like, I want to push that off as long as possible so I can get in my fuck game.
Okay.
You know,
I feel like it has a maturity thing. I think that's mostly
me and this 18-year, me at 30 and him at 18 are in the same mind space, is what I'm saying.
Wait, he's 18.
That's the vibe I'm
He's
getting.
18.
Oh, okay. I was under the impression that he was like older and this was like way creepier.
No. He's a freshman.
He's 76.
So this confusing thing can happen when you're a freshman.
18, 17, who cares? I thought it was like 26.
Totally.
17.
I'm ignoring that part of the question because I think that'll work itself out.
Right. Yeah.
My thing with this question is he's like, well, what about the friend's cousin? I think she's hot too.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, I want to do both. We want to have it all.
Right.
The problem is they share a circle. Can't.
Don't penetrate the circle.
Don't cross circles.
Pun intended.
Like if you two are here, okay, where you guys both went to the same college. You guys go to the same high school?
Both. Yes.
Same high school. Did you guys go to the same summer camp?
No.
Okay, so let's say I hooked up with a friend of yours from summer camp, and then I hooked up with a friend of yours from summer camp.
Oh, we would know.
You'd find out. Mm-hmm. Those girls would find out. That's crossing circles.
Yeah.
What this guy's doing, he's saying, well, the mutual friend knows them both. He's fucked, okay?
Yeah.
He's going to fuck over the girl that he thinks could be the relationship.
Yeah.
So if he's going to fuck around before going down the stuck road, he needs to go outside of the circle. So forget the cousin.
Yeah.
Right.
Cousin's out.
Someone who doesn't know either of them.
You got to go way off the radar.
The
You got to go to a lower tier sorority. Something
you
got
to go
like
to Portland and visit the first guy. Yeah. Yeah. He'll show you
the Tinder
around.
Game.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Here with Jordana and Aileen from @Betches. Go Google Betches. You can find everything they do.
Yes.
The empire is there on Google.
And for more dating advice, we have a dating book coming out in April.
What's it called?
It's called I Had a Nice Time and Other Lies.
How to Find Love and Shit Like That.
I love it. So go check out the dating book. It's coming out. And they have a book that's already out.
Nice is Just a Place in France. Basically Everything.
A New York Times bestseller.
We're solving all your problems.
It's all there. Go and their Instagram. And if I can encourage all of you, go follow the Instagram account if you don't already.
Yes.
It's fucking great. So funny.
Thank you.
Girl at work is awesome, but boyfriend.
Why are these so abbreviated?
I'm just letting you know. These are the titles. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Keep sending these in. Hey, JTrain, don't have time for a clever nickname. The situation is dire.
Wow.
I work right next to a girl that just started working at the digital advertising company that I work at. She is an 879.
You really are into your ratings.
This is, we have a language
eight,
here.
7, okay.
I'm a senior.
Say it again.
879. Face 8, 7 body, 9 personality.
Okay. She sounds good.
Sounds hot.
Yeah.
So hard. I am a senior salesman to her, but she's a year older than I am. Now, I normally don't have a rule of going after coworkers because even if the exchanging of body fluids was great, the potential for something to go wrong and create an awkward situation at work is too high to risk at this point in my career. But this girl seems to be worth the risk. Since we have started together on several accounts, we have really hit it off. She and I always poke fun at each other and have talked constantly at work. Management does not like us sitting together. She has even come over to my apartment after late night work parties that end at 2 a.m.
Uh-oh.
That's the fuck zone.
Yeah.
Okay.
We have not hooked up yet, mostly because after a few weeks of this, she told me she has a boyfriend of 3 years.
Oh.
I know it is unlikely to date her considering she is such a long relationship, but I would really like to go for it. She's a girl that I can hang out with on a regular basis and I have a lot in common with her. What should my next move be? Bequeath me your wisdom, wise sage. Regardless of the answer, keep up the good work with the podcast. It helps me get through slow days at work. What do you guys think? Have you guys ever hooked up with someone at work?
We work together.
This is like our whole office.
Please get me hard right now.
Just answer the question.
Just say fucking yes.
No.
This is what you guys have done since college.
Yeah.
Pretty much, yeah.
Oh, yeah, so we have some other people on our team, but they're all women.
They're all women, yeah.
Okay. Have you had friends that have hooked up with people at work?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, you said that way too easily.
We have the same friends.
Yeah, we have.
So, I mean, what has their experience been?
It's not great.
Yeah.
Right?
It's always like good weird. And
great. It's always weird.
I don't like that she works for him. She's below him.
I have to say that I feel like the fact that once he found out that she had a girlfriend, he's like more into it. Otherwise, why wouldn't he have made a move like way earlier on these like little midnights?
Oh,
nervous.
You think the boyfriend informed him?
I think that makes him like more into it than he was before.
Why? Because she's like a taken. Like this is like him grabbing her
away
from the mama bear.
you know,
she's interested,
over.
And he's like, oh, she like, must
this
really
is scandalous.
Like me.
Well, that's right. It. Here's the whole thing about this situation, and this is, I'd encourage this guy to masturbate and then think about his decision. Because
yeah, I can see that.
And keep listening while you masturbate to this. And then listen, I'm going to tell you right now.
Are you sure you don't want me to read it?
Yeah, you read it. You give this advice, Aileen. I want you to get in his ear. Just hum and see. No. I'm saying right now there's so, like you're saying, there's a lot of romanticism mm-hmm. that's built into this situation. You have to be fucking sure. Like, definitely. You don't want to be the guy that's like breaks up this relationship and then you're like, because you are the boyfriend now. You're the ship. Right. You're the vessel that brings her away from one boyfriend to your boy. You're another island that she's gonna live on. She's not coming there to stay the night.
Relationships are really intense for you.
I'm just I this is a dire situation yeah. because
right. he's got to take on all the responsibility. Yeah.
He has to take on all the responsibility, yeah. and also
that's a good point. I didn't even think of that.
There's and because what's gonna happen is she's not gonna say, "Well, I'm dumping him, and now we're just cool."
Right.
Like, yeah, let me show up at 2 a.m. That's not how it's going to go. How right. it's going to go is...
Now take me on a date.
Take me on a date.
With my boyfriend.
Yeah, let's Sunday hangs. Let's go to a market together.
Get some brunch.
There's some real relationship shit that's going to happen very quickly. Also, the other thing I'm going to warn him about is the idea of work wife.
Yeah.
Okay? Right. There are people at work that you hit it off with from the opposite sex that become like your work relationship, and it's not the real deal. Like, you right. only have that relationship at work.
Because you have your office goggles on?
You got office goggles, exactly.
And you only have like, she's your work being, in common.
Yeah.
You only talk shit about your other coworkers.
Exactly. And then you get outside of that work bubble, and it's yeah. like, oh, we can't do this in real life.
Yeah.
You know, so...
Who are you?
So not only... Because this can happen, even if... let's say she didn't have the boyfriend, I'd still be like, make sure you like her outside of work. And now with the boyfriend, he can't even... like her outside of work. So I think this is wrapped in many different problems. So he has to be totally positive. That's the one thing I'm going to stress here. Be positive that you want this to be a real relationship. I'm not saying he has to marry her.
Right.
I'm saying he has to give it the full faith effort of a trying for a relationship.
Yeah, he has to know what he's getting into.
Why doesn't he just wait until she probably breaks up with a boyfriend?
She probably will, since
she's going over to some random dude's house.
That's the move. And I think that's the advice. You're right, Jordana.
Yeah.
That's,
yeah, wait it out.
Wait it out. But that also means don't ever break it down to her. You can't come to her with your, listen, you and I are meant to be moment. That'll fucking screw you over. All you got to do is leave little pieces of cheese for the mouse to come into your trap, okay?
That's not manipulative sounding at all.
I'm saying you need to manipulate her, okay? You need to leave little hints like, but like what I do, my move would be like this would be my move. Like if I'm going to be real creep town, mm-hmm. I'd be like, everything would come back to the boyfriend. Like every
problem,
every problem, every dig that I'd make at her would be about the boyfriend. I'd be like, but you got a boyfriend. I'll be going out tonight, but I guess you guys will be knitting. You know, like every dig. And that's not saying I'm into you. That's just like inferring.
That's also inferring that she's into him like back. Like,
totally.
You don't even know though. Like, so.
But I
guess
I think he's saying that he probably does know that she would if not for the guy.
Exactly.
She came out and told him.
Exactly.
It.
And she
or
would.
It could be in his head.
And I also, it could be in his head. But I'm saying even if that joke gets made though, she's going to either walk away or get mm-hmm. closer.
Right.
You know, it's a good feeler. So mm-hmm. my thing is don't break it down for her because that will just put you in a relationship. All you do is let her know how much fun single life is because then you're encouraging her to be single too, not to say, come on my island and move into my house. Right. That's really what you want to do. You want to let her know, listen.
This is how much fun we can
have. Yeah, bring out Bumble. Start swiping in front of her and be like, this is the best.
You can ask her, like, what do you think of this girl?
Advice.
Yeah.
And you're just showing her.
See if she gets annoyed or if she's into it.
Totally. You don't want to show her this nice house you have her for her to move into. You want to show her this fun party she can come dance at. Yeah. That's the key.
Mm-hmm. So you can continue to not commit after she breaks up.
Exactly.
That's great.
JTrainPodcast at gmail.com. JTrainPodcast at gmail.com. We're here with the Betches at Betches all over the place. Go check them out. You know them. You love them. Jordana and Aileen. We're going to go on to I want a lady listener. We got an email from a female listener. And I'd like to hear you guys' advice on this.
Great.
Okay.
No one likes a dead fish. That's what this is called. Hey, J Train. Love the podcast. Thanks for the laughs. Keep it up. I'm going to keep this short. I'm a 23-year-old girl who's new to the casual dating scene. I was a late bloomer, so I am sexually inexperienced. Have not had much chance to hone my skills in bed. Let's start with rule lesson one. Stop saying hone my skills.
It's not sexy. In bed.
Stop explaining sex.
Like a cover letter.
Yeah. Wait, are you applying to this podcast? Are you applying for a chance to see my boner? What's going on? With the guys I've hooked up with, it's been painfully obvious that I don't really know what I'm doing. I think people assume that I do know what I'm doing because of my age and because I act forward with guys I'm into. Unfortunately for everyone involved, once we get to the bedroom, it's awkwardly clear that I've oversold my game. What's your advice on handling this with the next guy? Do I mention the fact that I'm inexperienced and maybe need some tips from him, or do I just wing it? What do you guys think, ladies?
It's hard to how inexperienced is she? I mean, she can like Google some things, like check out Cosmo real quick. I mean, that's for the beginners.
I think it's just more about like a confidence thing. Like if you go in there and you're like, oh, I'm not inexperienced, he's going to know that I'm inexperienced and it's going to be like awkward, then you're going to be weird either way. If you go in and you're just like, I'm just going to have fun and like see what happens and like not think of it, not build it into like a big, like I'm going to be awful at this. It's always about confidence. I think sexuality and like
totally
doing and well in that sense.
And let me help her confidence right now. I love her attitude. I love that she's like new to the casual dating scene. I'm looking to fuck.
Wide vocabulary.
Wide vocab. Yeah, she brought some SAT words with her. Yeah. I'm just saying, like, I love the fact that she's like, it sounds like her experience level is small, but it also sounds like her mindset is right, where it's like, listen, I'm looking to have fun and hook up. I want it to be a fun hookup.
Right.
And that's a totally understandable thing to want, right?
I mean, she could ask her friends for advice. I mean, like, that.
My advice
is asking her good friend Jared.
Yeah. Listen, I am happy to help at any time. No, but I think the move is twofold. You said friends. Mm-hmm. I think you have a wide group of friends and you go, you know, put the vibe on one of the guys that you're comfortable with. You know, guys, and if you make it a situation where you're like not hurting the friendship, you could have a fun friend hookup. You know, friends with benefits can work, and I think the responsibility somewhat lies on the female to, and not responsibility, but a lot of times if you do the friends with benefits with a girl, it, like you said, they'll be like, they want a boyfriend, and they can't separate it. Guys, I could take a shower and move on. You know, like, I'll be fine for the most case. Like, I think I can, like, rationalize, like, that is who I hook up with, that is who I like, and I have that mindset sometimes. I feel like for women, that's a little bit harder to do. If she has this great attitude, go to one of your friends and be like, listen, I think you're great, you're so much fun. Let's see what those balls look like. You know, like, let me suck your balls.
I mean,
you know,
she
like,
can also
I don't
just
know.
Ask him for, like, some advice.
Yeah, or you can ask. No, but I'm saying, like, but at least that's someone that, for
she
me, at least,
tutorial.
Yeah. But at least she's hooking up with someone that she likes as a person.
Yeah.
She feels safe with. And as long as she lets him know, like, listen, I'm not looking for a relationship. I'm just looking to, like, get this fuck out of my system.
I think the window of a woman who can do that is very, 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 very small. I don't think that most – I don't know if I would advise that as, like, a general practice.
Well, maybe for this girl, if she has the right friend, if she has the right situation.
The situation is right for her.
If I'm not saying she has to do it. Here's my second piece of advice. Masturbate. I think she needs to watch some porn and sit down with some porno and masturbate and get in touch with her own body. Get to know what she likes. Because then, when you know what you like, then you can direct somebody to do the things that you like. You know, then
that goes hand in hand with the confidence. If she appears confident, the guy will be like, okay, she's good.
And at least she knows what she likes. When she's confident in what she likes, then she can kind of like, and when she's in bed with the situation, you just like moan when it's good. And that's how a guy, you know, guys, when they're like hooking up with you, they just want that moan. It's like a sonar.
Right.
You know, the more you hear it, the more you start doing those things. So I think what she needs to do is know what she likes, get used to those things with herself. you know, her and, you know, her friend, you know, Johnny Dildo, and get it going. I think that's the first step. And then the second step is when you own those things, just like you said, it's a confidence play. Who cares? No one knows what the fuck right. they're doing.
Exactly. Right. Everyone's just doing the best they can.
I know. I'm walking in there, fingers everywhere.
Yeah.
I don't know what flailing I'm doing. About. I'm flailing about. Kissing necks. I'm on a toe at some point. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. So I think understanding that no one knows what the fuck they're doing. Everyone just wants to have fun. And, you know, take some time, you know, with yourself.
Right.
You know, yeah. Do one of those.
Have a personal day.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Here with the Betches. At Betches on most things, but go Google them. Books, everything, clothing, Instagram, amazing. Let's read Taking a Semester Off. Hey, Jew Train. I'm a sophomore in a frat at a Midwest Big Ten school, and I'm taking this spring semester off for an internship on a cattle ranch out west. Oh my God. Wow. That's what I'm talking. That's like what I was talking about doing.
I was going to say, that's your dream.
That was my dream when I was miserable. That was my miserable dream.
Are you writing to yourself?
J Train? I need to know how I'm supposed to slay poon while I'm living in a town with less than 500 people. Or should I just give up on that dream and let me and my hand get better acquainted? Also, should I keep relations with the girl from my school? Is there any way to use this to get my nut when I'm back at school? Love the podcast. Don't let the liberals fuck it up. Also, send shits and one tit to Big Mad 66 because his girlfriend sucks. Okay.
I always leave these things just thinking about how like terrible men are.
Listen, I like this guy. He's going to a farm. He's living my dream.
Slay poon.
Yeah, he's slaying poon left and right. He's going to be slaying hogs on the ranch and poon. What do you think? How does he get some chicks with a town of 500 people?
Feel out the situation.
I think this
go
is
to a what, town hall meeting. I don't know.
First of all, if you're taking a semester
local
off,
bar.
If yeah. you're taking a semester off, you need to keep all connection with any hookup you had at the school.
Okay.
Because he needs to be able to have a place to stay. He's got to be able to come back. So do not cut off the girl that is back at school because she's your place to stay. She's, you know, she's got a fridge. She's your backup. She's your connection. She's got a fridge. Yeah, she's got snacks and shit. I don't know. She's just your connection to the school that lets you go back for a fun visit. Okay. That doesn't mean you guys are boyfriend, girlfriend, but like, hey, I'm coming back to town this weekend. What are you up to? And now she's, you know, the fun backup to all your situations.
Yeah.
Don't get rid of that.
Yeah, right. At least not until you find someone new at your ranch.
Yeah. Well, the ranch
the
thing, this is why I always wanted to move to the ranch. This was my dream because I think that much more weird can happen. You know, mm-hmm. there's going to be one bar. I would not go the Tinder route in these small towns. I'd go to the bar. There's mm-hmm. that one yeah.
it's
weird bar.
Town.
Too small. Yeah. So you go to that one weird bar. You're a new guy from out of town. Put on, you know, some cowboy boots and shit. Get a big 10-gallon hat.
Yeah, you gotta really embrace the vibe of that town.
Yeah, flamingo, man. Really bring it out and get into it. I would sit at that bar and hang out and just, you know, let that freak flag fly.
Okay, what's that for you? Freak flag.
The big 10-gallon hat. I wear a cowboy hat all over this city. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. We're going to do one more, and then we'll go to the hypotheticals and the news and all that stuff. Does that cool. sound good? Here, I'm going to give you guys the suggestions. We can do. I have never read these. These are right okay. out of the inbox.
Okay.
Here are the titles. Tinder Troubles. Can't Come. Wifing a Crazy Whore.
That one.
Okay, there it is.
I'll take business ethics.
Yeah. Crazy Whore for a million. Hey, Dickbag. Just started listening to the show and love the podcast. Need some advice for the vagina I call my buddy. Oh, so this is about his buddy. Friend. He recently broke up with his long-distance girlfriend, thank fucking God, and met this girl who I've had the pleasure of doing the hanky-panky with a few times and is trying to wife her up. Oh, this girl has admittedly cheated on her boyfriend with me, and on top of her slutty shenanigans is fucking psycho. Relax, buddy. She poured her slutty little heart out to me the first fucking day I met her when I was doing absolutely nothing but giving my little soldiers a place to swim around in. Oh, my God. I quickly bailed, and the two met when he got a job at the same place she works. My friend's a better-looking guy than me with a bigger dick that I'm not afraid to admit, yet I slay more because he's got the balls of a neutered poodle. I'm all for him finding a good girl to be with, but this cum dumpster is the last thing who should be tying him down. How do I approach something like this? Appreciate the help, and fuck Bernie Sanders. hashtag make America great again. Yeah. I didn't think this guy.
Like a winner.
I didn't think he'd be a Trump supporter at all. That was a big surprise. Didn't see that coming.
Yeah. This guy sounds like boyfriend material.
Listen, but the base of the matter is he does want to help his friend.
He does. I mean, he's a good guy at heart.
He's a good friend. Okay, yeah, let's remember really one thing, right?
Yeah, it's a disgusting Mad Libs question. But he knows what he's asking.
He's a good friend. He had sex with his friends.
No, it was before they met. Okay. Have you guys ever dated someone that your friend had been with?
Dated? I don't think so.
Not dated.
Have you ever hooked up with someone that your friend had been with and like hurt the friendship?
No. I mean, we've all had hooked up with people who our friends have hooked up with.
But they didn't care at that point.
There was no like, serious drama.
Did you ever have a friend that hooked up with a guy that you knew was no good?
Of course.
Yes.
And what would you do?
We would yell at her.
Yeah. It sounds like you were super serious about it.
Well, I think when it comes to like people asking like advice or like doing things in relationships, like people just kind of want to like, no one actually wants your advice. They just kind of want to talk to you.
They just want to tell their story.
Yeah. And if you agree with them, then they want your advice. But if you don't, then they don't give a shit what you
say. Yeah, that's a good point. And also, I had a friend that was dating this chick that we all fucking hated. And we never said anything because we were just like, we don't want to lose our friend. Because here's what happens. If you tell your friend that you don't like who they're dating or who they're going after, it's not going to go well for you and him. Because he's going to take it offend. He's going to be offended because you're really saying, I don't like your taste. You know,
I don't think you have to say like I love her and pretend to like her, but you could just not say like anything, and they'll probably like get the idea.
That's kind of what we did. we kind of removed ourselves from hanging out with them as a couple.
Okay,
and that was the move because we were like, you know, we're just not going to be around this
social ostracization.
Yeah, exactly. We were just like, listen, you guys are on an island. We're gonna back away. You're still our friend. We'll hang out with you. But if it's you two together, we're going to probably make some excuses.
Did you tell him it was because of the girl?
No, we never brought it up. And I think what you're doing is what you need to do is trust that this person sucks and will show that they suck over a course of time.
That's what I was thinking. Kind of let it go.
Trust the math.
Yeah. Right. Eventually he'll see that she sucks.
It's like playing blackjack. Yeah. You know, the odds are against you. Eventually you're going to lose a hand. So it's, with this chick, eventually he's going to realize that she's not a good girl for him. Or she changed her attitude and he's the right guy for her and she's a different person. This can happen too. I know that this guy had a weird experience with her and he said that he would cheat.
It could just be him after.
It could be him. I mean, we are trusting a weird source, but I'm saying sometimes, you know, and we all had these people in our past where like in high school they were known as a slut or he was known as an asshole, and then all of a sudden they find the right person to be with and they are a different person.
Definitely happens.
They get their shit together.
It happens and it gets their shit together. And that happens to be the person that makes them better and ends up making them, so give them that opportunity. Mm-hmm. Give this girl the opportunity that maybe this is their fit and they work together and you can just move on. The other thing is if that isn't happening and you see that it's a divisive relationship and this girl is hurting him in some way, back away, he will realize it.
Yeah. Give him some space.
Let the fucktards fuck it up.
Right.
You know, because they will. You give someone enough rope, they're going to choke themselves with it. That's what I'm saying. Give them the rope to end it.
Right.
You know?
Let him be suffocated
by this. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Let's do one more. We got time for one more, right? We got time?
Let's do it.
Let's do one more. We got that was a good one. Here are the choices. Fat chick emergency. We kind of did that one. Tinder troubles, can't come.
That's it.
V card lost.
That could be interesting.
Ready?
Yeah. Yeah, let's do that.
Hey, Judge Judy, spelled Ju-D.
They really love you.
They are into it. I don't know how I say this all, the Jewish thing, I have no idea how that happened.
I think they've seen a picture of you.
Is that what it is? Did you just call me ugly? Thanks a lot.
I just called you Jewish.
Asked you over Snap, but here's a little more detail. This is the tale of how a horny virgin, me, and he's 22, got with a cum-guzzling Canadian.
Give me a chip. Like
listen, listeners, I can't bring women onto this podcast.
Yeah, we're just grossed out.
She's 20.
She's very aggressive.
7'6"-8" was an 8 bod, gained weight, but didn't finish.
What? Gaining weight?
He said that he didn't finish. 'Twas a cold night in Mexico City. A Canadian friend of mine, a friend of a friend's girlfriend was in town for a couple weeks. I was a true gentleman would. As a true gentleman would, I introduced her to the general. That's what I call my dick, because why not?
Well, there's a number of reasons why not. But
there's a number of reasons why not. The general is a fun dick name. And we should be saying dick name. Why aren't we saying dick name for nickname for a dick?
As
dick
name. Oh, I like
dick
it.
Name.
Oh,
dick
I like
name,
it.
Right?
Maybe you shouldn't nickname your dick, but that's a different story.
That's another, yeah, that's a whole other can of worms. But the general, I like that.
I like little, so, like the little commander, whatever.
Little commander.
Yeah. Yeah. Little commander. Yeah.
Leaves some room for her.
Do girls nickname their boobs?
No.
No?
No. Not the girls. Not girls we hang out with.
Yeah, not the normal ones.
Yeah. I hate when girls are like, the ladies are out tonight. And you're like, get over it, Aunt Shirley. It's such an old woman thing to say, isn't it?
Yeah.
What are you like talking about, Beatrice? Like that. So we're out for the third night in a row, and right before the night was over, someone orders tequila shots. My buddy who I've built a stat... who built a statue for says, "Hey Canada, why don't you do the shot off his my neck?" Oh, his buddy was setting him up. I thought this wouldn't fly, but it did. So we're at the outside bar in the corner of a busy street, full on taking body shots off each other. It's three horny as fuck couples. I start finger banging her asshole. What the fuck is he talking about? with the classic reach around under the table, and she was down to clown. She passed the military screening and was about to meet the general. I like that he's come back to it. We took an Uber to a friend's house and she gave me a pretty good dick massage while I turbo finger banged her with one hand and titty massaged her with the other.
I feel like I'm in Shiver Image.
I can barely...
There is no surprise that this guy lost his virginity at 22.
Yeah. This guy's the anti-sex. The two other couples were also getting hot and heavy. They're in the same room doing this. He writes, there was a lot of moans. It was like a Greek orgy. We went to the friend's house and I get stuck in the laundry room with Canada. There was no mattress, only a slippery floor. This meant no friction. Thanks, science. Fucking Bill Nye. We were pretty drunk and I couldn't get it in. It was like a pin in the tail of the donkey. I was sliding around like a fucking rookie. So we start going doggy style. It was great while it lasted. About 6 minutes in, she runs out of the room half naked and pukes all over the floor. Did I just read about... this was all consensual. God.
No, it's consensual.
It sounds
sure.
Consensual.
Yeah, it's consensual.
She came to a laundry room.
All over the floor in the next room where the other couple was. Needless to say, wasn't even close to relieving the general. Some of my friends say that doesn't count as losing your V cards. I say it does. What say you? Big fan of the podcast, Ricardo.
Can we throw that in?
Wait, he attached a video of the body bar shot scene. Do we want to watch this?
No.
Okay, forget it. So he didn't come. Did he lose his virginity?
Yeah.
It depends. I mean, it depends who you ask.
I think he has more concerns.
I don't know. What's the clinical definition? Have we looked that up?
I don't know. Have we looked? Is there an actual definition for losing your virginity?
I could take a look.
We can take a look. I don't know.
What does Urban Dictionary have to say about this?
Let's consult.
Well, if the saying is if it didn't come, it didn't happen, there'd be a lot of female virgins walking around with babies. There'd be a lot of girls out there that have had a lot of sex and no coming.
Right.
So how can we? Have one standard for one. I think it counts.
I think it counts too.
I can't have a standard for women that I don't have for men. A lot of women have sex and don't come all the time, right?
That's true.
So good point. We count that.
Thank you
so
for
why,
that. Thank
yeah,
you.
I'm just saying, why wouldn't we count the male version?
Yeah, right. Okay.
Right?
I feel like in high school, girls would like say they didn't lose their virginity even though like went in. And so that's the
just
like.
Just the tip. Just that, the tip.
Yeah.
It's just the tip sex. Not really. But this seems like more than that.
No, I've had. There's, I feel like he's explaining. I don't know what I'm doing with my hand right now.
Yeah.
But I feel like there was some emotion in that. So
you just did a hand motion of the finger blasting, but it was your full
was
fist, which scared
six
the fuck out of me.
6 minutes
is not
general.
That short of a time at all.
Six minutes
is like is
that's a good a good amount of thrusting. I have had
that's what I was doing.
Way
that's
not just the tip.
I've come during way less sex than this.
Okay, there you go. There's your answer.
Can I call that not sex? What if it happened in 10 seconds and you did come? Does that mean I'm good?
That's
you know,
still
that's,
sex. Yeah,
that's
yeah.
still sex. So I'm saying,
yeah, I agree.
Six minutes is a long time.
To me, losing your virginity is once you get, like, I remember, you know, losing mine. Once I was naked, I was like, oh, we're doing this. It wasn't when I was in.
Yeah,
right.
You know what I mean? It was much less when I was in. It was much more
the
on
thought
the,
that counts.
The road that was heading there. Like, you know, all we can all have sex at any time with ourselves. You know, like that's not the hard part. The sex isn't the hard part. It's the getting her to, you know, getting the girl to agree to it. And getting,
before she threw up.
Yeah, getting those signatures. You know, but I'm saying like, for the any guy or girl, it's achieving the guy or girl. It's not really achieving in your pants.
It's like right, getting both people to agree that that's what's happening.
Yeah, I think that's more of the hump that we're all trying to get over when you're trying to get somebody to be on the same page with you. Once having that person on the same page is losing the virginity. The fact that, you know, I think penis in vagina.
Yeah. I mean, 6 minutes of thrusting, I think also.
But I will allow his friends to still make fun of him for being a virgin still. Because of this email.
And because he had to find a girl who was so drunk that she, like, threw up in the middle of
he's
having
also
sex
calling
with them.
His penis in general.
That, too. That should be the biggest
Betches, thing. Thank you for coming on. Really, this
you.
Was awesome. Great having you guys answer those emails. Guys, go find Betches on Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, everything. They got a book coming out in April.
Yes.
They have a book that's already out. Nice is Not a River in France. Is that
something like that.
Nice is Just a Place in France.
Just a Place in France. It is. It's a New York Times bestseller. Fucking awesome. Their Instagram account is great. Go check it out. Follow them. Guys, keep sending those emails. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. We are going to be right back with some hypotheticals, the news, and some shout outs.
I can't say life's a bitch because it's what you make or make. You make your own bitch, so you gotta lay it.
Hey guys, welcome back. Here with the Betches, Jordana and Aileen. Thank you guys for coming on, answering the emails.
Thanks for having us.
That was great. Guys, go check them out at Betches. They got the book coming out in April. Book that's already out. Go check it out. Chris, thank you for coming on.
Thank you, sir.
At ManSamp on Twitter. Also, Mandatory Samson Podcast every Friday. Let's do some hypotheticals. You guys ready?
Yep.
Pumped.
These are pretty... We have a lot, okay? But they're quick ones. This one's ridiculous. Would you rather give the first 90% of a blowjob or the last 10%?
This was first asked
of me at a chapter meeting. I'm a beta as well, and I'm extremely unsure.
That's a great question.
It's a great question.
I mean, it's harder for us, I feel like.
Way
to
harder.
Yeah.
The female perspective would be appreciated.
Last 10.
Yeah.
Definitely.
So surprised at how you are.
Yeah, but it's like less work at the end. It's just happening.
Oh, really? It's the timing.
It's already happening at that point. You're like, all right.
I'm in here.
I'm here.
Yeah.
The
first
90
is the work.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Why is it the worst?
The work.
Oh, that's the work.
The work.
Oh, you're like whittling.
It's like when your jaw starts to hurt.
Oh, yeah. See, I think I'm going with the last 10%. I'll deal with it because it's a lot less FaceTime.
Right.
Like, I know that first 90% could be, you know, 20 minutes.
Yeah. Well, that is the question, right? I mean, is the cum the thing that's going to deter you from doing this?
No.
Probably not. The time is what's going to determine.
No.
It's the time
of it
all.
You got things to do.
I got shit going on. Okay. So we've all agreed. Let's go to a lot of would you rathers this week.
Great.
J-Train, I've got a tricky would you rather my buddies are already stuck on. Would you rather be caught by your best friend banging his mom or be caught by your mom banging her best friend?
I don't get it. What?
Okay.
So you're caught by so it's your best friend
having sex with your mom.
You're having sex with your best friend's mom, and he catches you.
Okay.
Or she.
Okay.
Either or. So you.
Yeah, do it for
okay.
So you catch Aileen. You catch Jordana with your dad.
Okay.
Okay. Or your mom catches you with your mom's best friend.
Oh, that's okay.
Oh.
With your dad's best friend. Does that make sense?
The dad changes everything.
That's the whole thing. I was just sucking a dick back there. Okay? You think this was easy for me? Okay. So let me repeat it. Would you rather be caught by your best friend banging his mom?
I don't want to be caught banging.
You don't want to be caught banging in general.
Yeah, by my parents.
Or be caught by your mom banging. You're getting caught banging.
Oh, I thought I'm catching my mom banging.
No, your
mom is catching you with her best friend.
With her best friend or your dad. You guys, mom for us.
Oh.
I think your parents catch you with their best friend.
Totally.
Definitely.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Let's keep the parents
out. Now that I figured
it
out.
What's that?
Now the parents out of the bedroom.
You wouldn't believe how many would you rather's involve parents. I didn't think it would be this way. Here's another one. Getting caught?
Yeah, I guess. I'm too confused. It's too confusing to me, honestly.
The mom's best friend is the way to go. That's okay. The only. Sup, J Tits? Would you rather hear shitty 80s music blasting in your head every time you have sex or shout out random Justin Bieber lyrics every time you ejaculate? You have no control over the song that plays or the lyric that comes out of your mouth.
That's the best one.
What do you guys think?
Bieber, we love Bieber.
Yeah.
I'm a huge...
We love Bieber.
Bieber.
But is this for the rest of your life?
Rest of your life.
Oh, shit.
What do you think? I love Bieber.
Yeah, I don't mind Bieber, but I think it might be fun to just have a soundtrack every time you're having sex. Right?
80s music is great to fuck to.
Great.
Are you kidding me?
What do you say? Shitty 80s music, but like, what if that's good? All 80s music is great.
Like, if it's like it's Mark Wahlberg's song. What's that song that he has?
Marky Mark.
Good Vibrations.
Good Vibrations, right? I don't take shitty 80s music. Plus, then it's fun.
Yeah, and it's not.
You don't know
what
song's coming on next. Like, the Bieber thing could go out of style. And then, what am I yelling? What would you do?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
What do you mean? Sorry.
Yeah. Sorry.
Sorry. I'm sorry. I do that anyways.
Yeah, my mom doesn't like you. You don't want to be saying that when you're having sex with a girl.
I'm saying I'm sorry.
She already knows.
Also, the girl's going to be like, do you have Tourette's? This is awkward.
How come he's doing those lines every time? Let's do one more, would you rather? Here's another one. Would you rather punch Ted Cruz in his extremely punchable face for as long as you wanted, or rub your boner on Emily Ratajkowski's mouth for 11 seconds?
Oh, the blurred lines girl.
Yeah, the blurred lines girl. I can't pronounce her last name.
I'm going to punch Ted Cruz.
I'm going to punch Ted Cruz, definitely.
Yeah. I'm rubbing my nuts on Emily. What are you talking
about? I don't really think
that would
be fun for us.
Yeah. Are you kidding me? That one,
I feel like for you guys, it's the easy answer. I don't know what you're talking about.
No, for us, it's the easy answer.
You get to rub boobs on what's his name?
Ryan Gosling?
Ryan Gosling.
Still the Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz.
Yeah, I'm going with Cruz.
Same.
Emily's getting all of my taint. Let's go to the news.
Okay, speaking of Ted Cruz, this is a perfect segue. Ted Cruz's freshman year college roommate says that Ted Cruz was a humongous D-bag, which probably isn't too surprising, but this guy, Craig Mazin on Twitter.
Yeah, he's been like calling him out a lot.
Yes, this has turned into like the thing that this guy does on Twitter. He goes, my freshman year college roommate, Ted Cruz, is going to be elected senator. In case I hadn't made it clear, he's also a huge asshole. So obviously this was a little while ago.
To be fair, everyone's freshman roommate hates them.
Yeah. Right. You don't even know how to live with a person. Right. I've told this story many times in this podcast. I got caught by my freshman year roommate's parents whacking off.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It was the worst moment ever.
What are they tweeting about you right now?
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm wondering.
The same shit you're tweeting about yourself.
Yeah, this is probably true. What is this guy doing that's so great? That's my question.
Sure. Well, he's got a Twitter account.
Wow.
So that's fun.
Okay, So he's made it.
He knows how to use the internet. Yeah.
I just like to say, he goes, as a freshman, I would get into senior parties because I was Ted's roommate. Out of pity, he was wildly loathed. It was his superpower. So this guy got him into parties because he was so terrible.
Oh my
See,
God.
With these,
I
things,
don't believe that nobody lets people into parties. Yeah, for pity.
Also, with these things, like, was
what college
it does anyone following Ted Cruz? Like, is there a Ted Cruz supporter in the world that cares? Like about what this guy
says. Right. Well, like his freshman roommate doesn't really like him. I don't know if I can vote for him.
Yeah. Oh, he was a nerd. Also, why does our president have to be someone you want to hang out with?
Yeah. Like,
why is that an important thing to people?
You want other world leaders to want to chill with them.
You do?
Not, like, hate them.
I want my world leaders to be so much better than me. You know what I mean? Like, I want them to like be like, you know, I just don't, getting a beer with me.
Right. You know, like, this is something that I talked about a little bit on my podcast about Hillary Clinton, like where she's trying to get people to like her and be funny, and she's on Twitter. No, her, that's the wrong
tack.
Yeah,
I think she's got to go the other way.
They should be like, no, she is not likable at all. Yeah, she is totally capable of.
If I'm Hillary, I'm going. If I'm Hillary, I'm going full kindergarten cop principle.
Right.
Strict but fair. That's the move.
Great reference.
Be so strict that you're respected.
Right.
You know, I used to have this teacher in fear.
Because the only thing worse
Iron
than,
fist.
The only thing worse than being like uncool is like trying super hard to be cool.
Totally agree.
So transparent about it. Yeah.
You're uncool, just own it.
Be what you is, right?
Yeah. It's she's smart. Let's
if I'm Hillary, I'm going full nutcracker. You know, just full ball busting woman, you know, I want her wearing horrible jeans.
Exactly, like Anna Wintour. Anna Wintour doesn't try to be likable.
Exactly.
She's not like trying to get on the shows and be like.
No, that it's more respectable these days, especially in the age of everyone having like social profiles and trying to be liked and trying to be, you know, put out their best self.
Yeah. Right.
No, I want to see your worst self. I want to see the real raw fucking thing.
Right.
Yeah.
Let's go to the next story.
A New Hampshire tattoo, but this is a little political themed because when this episode comes out, it's actually the New Hampshire primary, so we might as well do it. Tattoo parlor is giving away free Donald Trump tattoos.
I saw the Trump tattoos. Who are these people getting them? That's the question. Like,
really
the rest
his,
of
like,
your
eye,
life?
Oh my God. It's bad enough that Donald Trump has to live with his own haircut for the rest of his life. Now we all, right. Now these people have to.
And it's
they
like a cartoon.
Have a nice little hairdo, though.
Yeah, but it looks like a cartoon. It looks like a, like the from the comic book, from the comics.
Yeah, it looks like a stamp. Almost.
Yeah, it doesn't look, why? These tattoo bets, who's doing these things? I
like,
thought tattoos
were
supposed to be like an important thing to people.
It's sort of a, I have tattoos and it's kind of, I think, a movement now of like, whatever, it's so perfect, but I don't care. You know, it's like so ironic to just get one. It's like that
type
of
thing. Yeah, and then you have it for the rest of your life.
Yeah, but it's like a flippant thing, you know.
Are you one of the people who got the Trump tattoo?
Yeah, I'm going to go to New Hampshire tomorrow. Yeah.
Quick flight.
I thought about tattoos. Did you guys have tattoos?
No.
No, I thought about it for half a minute and I was like, and then I was like, where would I put it? I was going to put on my ass, LOL.
That's like, a Trump tattoo. That's
a good, it's just weird. Like one day you'll be like someone's dad with that tattoo.
Yeah, with LOL on my ass. Right. Like, I don't know. That's the thing I keep thinking about. And now I'm at a point where I'm like, I guess it's like not having one is more like having one.
Kind of. I mean,
he's
so
like
many
kind
people.
Of, except for not at all.
Yeah.
I know, but like when you had, like, I feel like a lot of people have them now. So, like, now not having them is like a.
Right. They become, it's not like a rebellious thing necessarily to have a tattoo.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't know who I would be even rebelling against. My cousin got one. My grandmother didn't speak to him, like, for months.
Yeah.
It was a big thing.
What that's really
say?
Funny.
I hate grandma.
Your Jewish grandma is definitely not.
She wasn't happy about it. You got any more?
I mean, we could do one more if you want. What do you want
to
do?
Actually, let's go to the shout-outs, because I actually have an update to a story we read. Did you guys see the story about the girl at West Virginia? I didn't do this last episode, and I was going to.
Cool, let's do it.
The girl at West Virginia that did the Walk of Shame.
I think I vaguely heard about this.
So this girl at West Virginia, there's a video of her doing a Walk of Shame in the middle of the snowstorm, and she's literally in just a T-shirt.
Like, that's really funny.
It's like the worst Walk of Fame ever.
During like that
Walk of Shame.
During that like crazy snowstorm.
Yeah. So I got a Snapchat from a fan of the podcast, and she wrote, "Just listen to the newest podcast where you talked about the girl who went home with no pants on at WVU. That girl is one of my good friends." I go, "No way, that's hilarious." She wrote, "I know. She called me for a ride." So here's the backstory. We're getting, this is a J Train podcast exclusive. Okay? She called me for a ride that morning, but the roads weren't plowed and I couldn't shovel my car out, so there was no way. She called so many people to come get her and none of them could, but she refused to be trapped there. So she walked home and she had no pants on because she was still 100% trashed.
Right. Well, sure.
So that's the backstory.
Okay.
For all of you guys that were wondering, staying up at
shit
night.
Shit happens.
It happens. Like, you guys ever do a good Walk of Shame?
At home.
Of course.
Do you guys ever do a good one? Like, you have a memorable one?
Nothing crazy.
Nothing. Did I ever tell you the story about my Walk of Shame?
I don't know. But
this actually comes back to my freshman year roommate. I was in the Jersey Shore, okay? I was in Avalon. And it's a town, Southern Jersey Shore, Philly section of Jersey Shore. I sleep at this girl's place. I'm fucking hammered, like gone. So hungover. I wake up, like hair everywhere. I have my shirt in my hand and I'm wearing jeans and like dress shoes and I'm walking down the main street.
Shirtless.
What?
Shirtless.
Shirtless. My shirt is in my hand, like crumbled in a ball. Mm-hmm. I look like the worst version of myself. And I'm and it's sunny out. Like it's like the sun is shining down. I feel like I'm in like that desert scene.
That's so brutal. You're just sweating out last night.
Sweating like crazy. I'm wearing jeans too. All I want to do is be in shorts with no underwear. Like that's like my dream. And I'm walking down the street. It's the main road in Avalon. All of a sudden, a fucking Range Rover pulls over. And it's like window go, you know, like the sound of the window going down. Window goes down. It's my freshman year roommate.
Tweeting angry shit about you.
Tweeting angry. This is what he thinks of me. So Ted Cruz, I got you, your back boy. He looks at me, he goes, Jared?
Scooby-Doo?
And I go, oh, hey man. And this is after graduation. I was graduated. So it's like, he's like, what's going on, man? How you been?
Yeah,
and I'm
great.
Like, literally, like, there's, like, puke all over myself. Like, just gross. And I'm like, yeah, things are good, man. Living in New York, doing good. Like, lying out of my fucking ass. And he's like, are you okay? I remember, this is how he talks. I remember being like, yeah, man, I'm fine. Like, all I wanted to do was just have him drive away. And he's like, I could give you like a ride or something. I'm like, no. I'm like, no, like a block away. I'm good. No problem, man. And then he goes, okay, cool. And I'm like, what? And then I had to do like, what are you up to? And he's like, you know, just like I'm a curator at a museum now. And like had like this like amazing story to tell. And I'm like, okay, this has to end right now. And I go, okay, I got to go.
And he's like,
I
need
I had to go walk forward a step. So that's my walk of shame. Let's do a couple shout outs and we'll end the episode. Betches, thank you guys for coming on.
Thank you so much.
Aileen and Jordana, so much fun. We're going to have you back again. Chris, thank you for bringing the news, doing the hypotheticals. Here's some shout outs. Sup, Juice Stain. So my best friend just got his gallbladder removed. Can't think of a better to do to make him feel better than blowing up his Snapchat with shits and maybe a few tits. His Snapchat is doo-doo-580. I think we're going to get some shits,
he's
buddy.
He's just asking for it.
Doo-doo-580. Please make his day. He's going crazy laying around out of a commish for the next 2 to 3 weeks, so he'll need some entertainment between his video game and beat-off sessions. Love the podcast. Thanks for adding the second one for an extra hour plus a week of entertainment to get me through my shitty drywall job. Dude, thank you for writing in. Yo, J-Train, it would be awesome if you would check me out on Instagram. Let's check him out. Okay, we got the queens of Instagram right here. Let's see. Well, here's his name.
I mean, I'd hardly say I'm a queen of Instagram.
And it's called, this is hilarious. If you check me out on Instagram, I'm shotgunning a beer every day this year.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh my god. @shotgun every day on Instagram. Shout me out on the podcast. I got some pretty interesting ones.
Getting ready for that corporate life.
Yeah. How is there interesting ones? What are you doing? Are you doing it off a building? I listen every week, so keep up the good work. He wrote in parentheses, ball tickle. Been dying to take the drive to come see one of your shows. I will soon. Thanks, bro. Thank you, man. Check out @shotgun every day. I'm going to look at it. How is he
doing one out of the second floor window.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's got some creative ones.
He has
here.
Like a castaway beard. It's really intense.
Okay, it's really intense. So listen, maybe the Betches will get involved with you and do some branded content.
I don't know if it's in brand.
Yeah, so thank you. Oh, here's one more. We got one more shotgun. All right, one more shout out. Hey, Jay Miser, I've tweeted at you a few times on Twitter about my mom being appalled by all the things she's heard from the podcast, and I posted in my fraternity's group me about listening to your show. Anyways, I recently had to move home because I'm changing my majors, and it's cheaper to clear prereqs at my local college. I left my bros behind at UCI. I want to let them know that I'm still able to give them shit, so please send a ton of shits, tits, dicks, and clits to my big twin and little. Heller Kellan.
And hey to this guy's mom.
Harry Brain Lane and B Man R. Also, shout out my Instagram because I could always use a few more followers. Alex_Malhotty.
It's funny, it's like one of your brothers.
Alex_Malhotty. HOTTIE. Keep up the good work, and I'll keep spreading the word of the podcast. Thanks, man. And thank all of you for listening to the podcast and getting involved. I really enjoyed doing this. I love what we got going here. It's been really cool to see all the good feedback from the name change. I'm really excited about it. So keep spreading the word. Keep telling your friends. JTrain Podcast every Tuesday and Friday. You can send in your emails. Please keep sending them. They keep getting better and better. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. We're here every Tuesday and Friday. Keep spreading the word. Keep telling your friends. And send me a Snapchat on a Snapchat of you listening. It really ticks.